Hey, welcome back to another edition of God News You Can Use. Corey Reynolds here. I am your host for the good news we all can't wait to hear. We can get enough bad news anywhere. But you know what? Here's the thing. Good news is happening because God is on the move. He never sleeps. He's 24/7 around the clock. And there's good things happening out there, and somebody needs to deliver that. I know some people do that, but we always put the God spin on that. We always try to tie it into the goodness of God and say, this isn't just happenstance or coincidence or, you know, a guy stumbled upon another guy that was in need of help. I think there is a God element in all these stories for sure, and that's why I always follow it up with a Bible verse. But this one in particular, story number one today, really hit my heart hard. It is so good. And at the time of this recording, we're actually coming up to the Super Bowl 2022. And this one's all about the Cincinnati Bengals and the LA Rams. You're actually going to know the score since I'm recording a few days ago. You know who won, but you know who really wins? You and I, because we get a really good story out of this. It's about a football player of a different team, Philadelphia Eagles safety Anthony Harris. Now, he has a lot of fans out there, but Holly and her daughter Audrey have been fans from the get-go, and they really like this guy. But sadly, 11-year-old Audrey lost her dad last year. Holly lost her husband, and there was a father-daughter dance coming up at her school. Holly, just on chance, reached out to Anthony Harris just to see if there was any chance, any possibility, remote as it was, that Anthony might be able to escort her 11-year-old daughter to the father-daughter dance. Well, the response was immediate and amazing. And Anthony reminds us here why he does stuff like that.
Just trying to take off the helmet, trying to take off the cape of, you know, what I do professionally, and just show some sympathy for that family and try to show some support there.
He was so kind and so sweet, and just made the entire night absolutely magical for her.
The family would often reach out to him on social media, offering words of encouragement.
Asking if I need any prayers through transitions. And it was really just them opening their arms and, you know, just following my career that I decided, like, hey, like, let me just take a little bit of notice on what's going on.
The sixth grader suddenly lost her father last year, and after that, her grandfather to lung cancer.
A normal player would probably be like, I really don't have time for this. Like, I have to be focused for either next season or, like, the playoffs. But he, like, took time off of his schedule to take me. So that was really special.
You got to cherish these moments. You never know how long we have here on this earth. You know, the people that you care about and the people that you love, show support for them.
Wow. Such a good lesson in that, too. That's what it's all about. All about sharing your heart and telling the people that you care about how much you do care about them and how much you love them while you can. A lot of us wait until it's too late, and, you know, stubbornness and pride and who knows what else, old family issues or squabbles got in the way of that. But there's no time like the present, and that's what Anthony reminds us of. And, you know, he probably had other things, other obligations that he could have done. Maybe there were, you know, Super Bowl parties to go to and appearances and family time and that sort of thing. But he decided that this was the right thing to do, and he is definitely pure in heart. So our verse today, Matthew 5:8, says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." And by the way, there's a little bit of a follow-up to this too with Holly. She says, just the power of God and how he makes these situations happen has been just unbelievable and remarkable. And it definitely has a God moment in it. By the way, Anthony Harris paid for everything. For Audrey's dress, her hair, her makeup, her shoes, everything, even the transportation to go to and from the father-daughter dance. All heart, great memories were made, pictures were taken, and they're beautiful, by the way. And we get a great story, one that reminds us that the Holy Spirit is ever present, ever near. And there are good things happening. Love that. Let's move on to story number two. It's also about an 11-year-old. Her name is Olivia. She's out of West Palm Beach, Florida. She heard about an organization called Grandma's Place, and she wanted to do something. She wanted to raise some money. And Grandma's Place is a shelter for neglected and abused children that offers short-term care for children, but also for children with disabilities. And that just really got to my heart. I mean, it's great that it's for children that come from these terrible backgrounds and situations, but in particular, they're able to facilitate children with disabilities as well. So Olivia did what a lot of kids do. She set up a stand, but not for lemonade. She set up a hot chocolate stand in her area there in West Palm Beach, Florida.
I came up one day with a hot chocolate stand with the help of my friends and family. I was able to make the hot chocolate stand happen.
She raised $170, donating the money to Grandma's Place, an emergency shelter for abused, neglected, and special needs children.
They said that they took all the kids out to the movies and lunch. We've sent out flyers to friends and family, and we had a great time doing it.
It's totally amazing that she does this. And as I told her, she's our next either CEO or director of development for a huge corporation.
We have a bunch of stuff, and the other kids have nothing.
Isn't she sweet? Isn't she just adorable? She says, I have a bunch of stuff, but some kids have nothing. And this something that she did actually raised $4,300. And it made the news, so we get to put it in God News you can use. Let's get into God's Word today. This is actually the context of this particular verse is something else, but it does apply to this situation. And it says here, but the Lord said to Samuel, do not look on his appearance or the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as a man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. I remember when I was a kid and people would say all the time, well, you're a kid, you can't do that. Well, look what this kid did. And that's why we love featuring it in God News You Can Use with story number two. She's all heart, and despite the fact that she's 11 years old, she did this. She conceptualized it. She built the stand. She got the hot chocolate ready. She was determined to sell a whole lot of hot chocolate to raise some money. A couple hundred dollars would have been nice, she said. But yeah, because people heard about it, it got up to $4,300. And I hear that hot chocolate was really good, which sounds really good right about now. All right, story number three. This one took my breath away. And for the woman you're about to hear, she's on the audio clip. Her name is Ciola Parker out of Vicksburg, Mississippi, and she happened to notice that a neighbor's house was on fire. She called 911, she saw the flames, and she says, I stopped the neighbor across the street to ask if the old ladies that lived there were in the house. He said, yes. And the neighbor she spoke to was not running toward that house, but Ciola was. She said, I ran over there. I heard the first old lady screaming. I got her out of the house. I got her down the steps. There was another old lady. She was actually in the fire in the doorway, and I was trying to get her out. I got her. And I got her to step away. Now, here's the part where you're gonna hear from Ciola herself, where she gives all the glory to God, and it is amazing. A little hard to understand in here because there's street noise, but I think you're really gonna enjoy it.
Yes, were you scared?
Sir, I was scared, but the grace of God, I keep God first in everything I do, sir. And if it weren't for the grace of the good Lord, they wouldn't have been out there. It was me and the good Lord who saved them.
Thank goodness you were here.
Yes, thank God. Thank God. It's the grace of God, Mr. David Day. And I thank God I was here at the time to be a guardian angel to help save him.
There are so many things I love about that. I don't know if you heard it, because I know it is hard to understand, but she basically was giving God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise for what happened, being in the right place at the right time. And she said, me and God, because the reporter was trying to give her some credit. So you went in and saved those ladies? Me and God, she kept saying. By the grace of God, by the grace of God, me and his angels, the grace of God. I love her. And I love that she gives all glory to God. And it was captured on tape for posterity, but also so that we could hear it too. And we can join in praising God for the amazing timing, God's timing. And we give God all the glory for this one. Okay, and Ciola, you get some credit too, because you're awesome. Here's God. God's word today to go with this amazing story, John 15:13. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. You know, sometimes laying down our life for a friend is not only necessarily in the line of battle or running into a burning home. Sometimes it's sacrificing and giving the things up that are so important to us that it's hindering us from helping others or reaching others with the good news of Jesus Christ, sharing and spreading the gospel. Doing a mental checklist, I think, from time to time is a really good idea. I know I do. And I come up thinking, I've got some things to work on. Okay, this is going to take a while, Lord. Give me patience and give me understanding through this. But God is good. He is faithful. And he has so many good stories for us. So much good news happening in the world. After all, the good news of Jesus Christ is the best news. And we love God News You Can Use, too. I'm glad you enjoyed it today, and thank you so much for being here. You can always find, like, follow, share. Everybody needs good news. Look for God News You Can Use on Facebook. And, of course, you can find the podcast across a whole lot of spectrums. We're talking about Apple, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify. It's all over the place. And, of course, you can always catch up at the beginning with the first five podcasts. I think those might be one of my favorites there at GodNewsYouCanUse.com. Thanks so much. May the Lord bless you mightily, and I'll see you next Friday with more God News You Can Use.